Mexico freezes accounts of governor wanted in U.S. on drug charges. President Sheinbaum defends his innocence. By Ildefonso Ortiz and Brandon Darby on May 19, 2026. Mexico's financial enforcement groups moved to freeze the assets of Sinaloa's governor and nine of his closest allies who are wanted on drug charges in the U.S. President Claudia Sheinbaum, however, was quick to defend his innocence, claiming that the move was not the result of an investigation in Mexico. During her morning news conference, Sheinbaum announced that Mexico's Financial Crimes Unit, UIF, had moved to freeze the assets and accounts of Sinaloa Governor Ruben Rocamoya and nine of his closest allies. As Breitbart Texas has reported, the 10 individuals have been charged by the U.S. Department of Justice with drug trafficking conspiracy, weapons, and various other charges, alleging they worked for the Sinaloa cartel while in office. Two of those individuals have since turned themselves into U.S. authorities. Despite Sheinbaum claiming that the United States has not presented any evidence to show that the men did anything wrong. In her conference, Sheinbaum claimed that the UIF's move was automatic and a preventive measure, driven by the unit's working relationship with U.S. financial authorities. She said the move was done because they are wanted in the United States. Hashtag Comunicado de Prensa. La Secretaria de Hacienda, a través de la UIF, informa sobre medidas preventivas de inmovilización de personas políticamente expuestas de Sinaloa. La Unidad de Inteligencia Financiera, UIF, informa que se realizaron adiciones a la lista de personas. pic.twitter.com/xbntoa. Hacienda, at Hacienda_Mexico, May 18, 2026. Sheinbaum stated that the accounts and assets were not frozen in connection with any investigation in Mexico. She has previously claimed that they are not the target of any investigation in Mexico and that the indictment made public by the U.S. Department of Justice was made for political reasons. Since then, she has taken an even more defiant tone in various public speeches. Sheinbaum and her government have sought to protect Rocamoya since he is a close political ally and friend of Morena Party founder and former President Andrés Manuel López Obrador. Currently, Mexican federal police forces are protecting Rocamoya in Culiacán, Sinaloa. Ildefonso Ortiz is an award-winning journalist with Breitbart News Foundation. He co-founded Breitbart News Foundation's Cartel Chronicles project with Brandon Darby and senior Breitbart management. You can follow him on Twitter and on Facebook. He can be contacted at ortiz@breitbart.com. Brandon Darby is the managing director and editor-in-chief of Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart News Foundation's Cartel Chronicles project with Ildefonso Ortiz and senior Breitbart management. Follow him on Twitter and Facebook. He can be contacted at darby@breitbart.com.